We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah.
The world, the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come let us learn what they are.
The world, the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come let us learn what they are. We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
My name is Abdullah, and I have a lot of information and techniques to share with you in this program. Today in this episode, I am going to share some informative facts about trees. But first, let's go to an environment filled with trees and other plants to look at the wonders of nature and relax.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
The world, the sun, the moon.
But first, before leaving, let's go and learn a dua of seeing the mirror. Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi fahassin khuluqi. I hope you have learned this dua. Now let's go and start with our episode.
The world, the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come let us learn what they are.
How are you? I hope you are fine. Before starting our program, let's hear a hadith about trees. Huzur Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated that planting a tree is continuous charity. Today we are going to discuss the importance of trees and some interesting facts about them. Trees make any site beautiful and healthy for us. The greenery refreshes our site and our environment. Trees are really important for us. They provide us food, oxygen and shelter for many species. There are some trees who are thousands of years old but are still standing in perfect condition.
Allah.
Do you know how many trees are in our world? If you don't know, let me tell you. It is estimated that there are around 3 trillion trees in the world. Now I will tell you some interesting benefits about trees. Let's go.
Na reh jaye murjhake ye phool mere, na reh jaye murjhake ye phool mere, gulistan ki hai ab yaari ka mausam, gulistan ki hai ab yaari ka mausam.
Trees can cool up to 10 degrees around and above them. Trees are nature's air conditioners. They can cool the air around and beneath them, and they save us from the rain. They soak around 750 gallons of water, and they store it for us. One of them can clean up to 30 kgs of air. Trees absorb carbon dioxide and potentially harmful gases such as sulfur dioxide and carbon monoxide and then releases oxygen for us. Do you know how much oxygen a single tree generates every day? If you don't know, let me tell you. Let's go.
The world, the sun, the moon, the stars.
A tree produces enough oxygen for 4 people. Trees provide a shield from the ultraviolet rays from the sun and cools down the temperature. They stop soil erosion and provide us wood. I have some really interesting knowledge about the largest forest in the world. Let me tell you.
We thank
The Amazon is the largest forest in the world. It covers approximately 2.2 million square miles. But friends, unfortunately, there is a massive deforestation in the world. Which is destroying our ecosystem. We are losing 7.3 million hectares of forest each year. So friends, what can we do to save environment? Huzur Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated that every fruit of a tree you have planted will be rewarded by Allah. We should do plantation and take care of them until they fully grow. And keep some indoor trees so we can enjoy the fresh air in our houses. Discourage tree cutting and spread awareness about their importance. So friends, go ahead and watch an informative video documentary until I draw this picture of a tree for you.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
Assalamu alaikum, dear friends. Do you know who I am? I am the Earth. Yes, you heard me. I am your planet Earth. And I would like to talk to you about trees, as they are very important for you and me and all living things. Do you know how many trees are there in my surface? Almost 3 trillion. Yup, I said trillion. It is difficult to imagine such a large number, and it sounds like so many. But the truth is, we need even more because they are essential for our environment to remain healthy, as well as for you and me. Every year, 15 billion trees are cut down. It's crazy! When simply looking at a tree, we see a complex and fascinating living thing. Underground, you can find the roots. And it is because of them that the tree sticks to the ground. And while at the same time, they suck up the water and minerals found in the soil, allowing it to grow. These roots are also like hands, grabbing hold of the earth, avoiding it to be eroded by the wind and water. The water and all the nutrients it receives from its roots extends throughout the tree, through the inner part of the trunk, a true column for the treetop. This is where we find the tree's branches, which grow out in a similar fashion to the roots underground. Here is where the leaves sprout out, the fundamental element in all trees, as it is because of them photosynthesis takes place, so they can cook their food and feed themselves. What does photosynthesis mean? It is a fascinating chemical process. The water, enriched with mineral, reaches the leaves, and then with the help of sunlight and the chlorophyll, which is also responsible for the green color in the leaves, is mixed with carbon dioxide absorbed from the air through the leaves. Photosynthesis is essential for trees, and it is also important for all the living things living nearby, because it traps carbon dioxide, or CO2, which is one of the causes of the greenhouse effect, which is making the temperature rise, the planet meaning me, and that's why I'm so hot.
The tree also expels oxygen, which is really important for our air that we breathe. And there are many more benefits we can gain from trees. They are like tiny living planets, offering food and shelter to a multiple different animals. Human beings get wood and fruits from trees. They help soften the wind strength and rain, as well as reduce air contamination, filtering it through the leaves and branches. And I am sure you have found relief under the shade of a tree on a very hot sunny day. Well, they do a similar thing to me. The forests are one of the best means I have to regulate the climate thanks to their shade and the ability to avoid water evaporation. As you can see, there are many reasons to look after a tree, and better yet, to plant them and help them grow strong and healthy. I suggest a very exciting idea to encourage your parents to help you grow a tree. As you know, the children can make a big difference. Take care and keep watching Madani Channel English. It's time to go back to our show.
So friends, I hope that you have learned the importance of trees today. And I hope that you are going to plant a tree near or inside your home.
Thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Has learned what they are. The world, the sun, the moon, the stars. Has learned what they are. We thank you, Allah.